This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. There is another lawsuit against the Denver Police Department over protests in the city in the summer of 2020. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
The latest litigation comes out of the department's violent response to protests held in the wake of George Floyd's murder in 2020. Earlier this year, a federal jury awarded a separate group of protesters $14 million in damages for its use of force and shoddy record-keeping during the protests. Attorney Elizabeth Wong says the new case carries similar allegations but seeks more accountability.
We're looking for the city to recognize its mistakes, and it hasn't.
The city of Denver declined to comment on this second lawsuit, but it will be required to file a response in court. Then the two parties will determine whether to go to trial. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
It's a smoky morning in southwest Colorado. A fire near Pagosa Springs is keeping fire crews busy and prompting a health warning from the state. That fire started late yesterday and sent up a lot of thick black smoke over the area. In the southeast, Bent County officials have made an arrest in connection with a 3,000-acre fire last month. CPR's Paolo Jalcita reports.
Charles Champney, a Las Animas code enforcement officer, faces several charges, including reckless endangerment and first-degree arson. According to an arrest affidavit, he is accused of burning a pile of debris despite being told no by dispatch officers due to high fire danger. That blaze would eventually turn into the Fort Lyon River Fire, which caused evacuation orders, destroyed some structures, and cost up to $1 million in damages. I'm Paolo Jalcita, CPR News.
The Colorado Avalanche are off to a winning start in their second-round NHL playoff series.
Kadri had the follow-up. Bennington fell over. Here's Manson. Bennington's reset. Manson scores!
The Avs beat the St. Louis Blues in Game 1 in overtime last night. Game 2 is tomorrow. Colorado needs three more wins to advance to the Stanley Cup semifinals. Metro Denver has highs near 80 today. It's close to 90 in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.